The date is December 2nd of 2018, and I am here with my grandfather. First of all, my name is Tim Thomas. I'm in Miss Roulette's class for fifth period, and I'm here to talk to my grandfather, Colonel Kevin Keenan. Now, one of my main questions that I want to ask you is, what was the Air Force like for you?
Oh, well, that's a big question. It helped me grow up when I first went into it. It meant a lot to me because I was serving my country. It was very interesting, one, the work I did, and then two, the places I went to. We ended up moving 11 times. We served in both Vietnam, and then we had a tour in Europe. And we served in places like Texas, Florida, the Pentagon twice, St. Louis, Illinois. And in Europe, it was Italy, Northern Italy. So it was a very interesting life. It was involved moving for both for my family, for my kids, and for my wife, which could be difficult for them. But I found it very rewarding, very challenging.
How many years did you spend in the Air Force?
I spent just over 30 years.
30 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of time.
Yep.
Now, can you tell us like what you did in the Air Force? Like, what was your job? Or
yeah, my job was mainly in what in a civilian life would call human resources. We were responsible for managing the personnel and all aspects of personnel, from recruiting the troops to training the troops to reassignment to providing benefits to look after their welfare, and of course to set up programs for separation and retirements. Large part of the time was spent on training. The Air Force constantly trains and retrains its personnel, and that was a big part of our mission.
Now, some people think that like there's like rivalries between the different military branches. Would you say that like there is like a rivalry or?
There is a little bit, lot less than it used to be. Years ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago, is very significant that the services quite often didn't cooperate with each other. And as the Department of Defense reorganized and became stronger, they forced the services to coordinate and cooperate greatly more so than they had been before. As a result, now they are very integrated with each other. Any rivalry is really of a good nature. It's not of a serious impediment to getting the mission done. The services now work very well when they're together on a combined mission.
So you said that it was big back then, but now you think it's not as much because it's more integrated and
right.
I'll go to my next question then.
Okay.
What was your high school life like?
I went to a small high school, in a private school, it was a Catholic school. We had a co-ed, it was probably equally guys and equally girls. I enjoyed it, of course, as a result, because it was so small, you knew everybody in it. I enjoyed it. I played baseball one year, which I enjoyed. I was class president 3 years there, so I was pretty much involved in most of the activities involving the students and the student government and so forth. So I found it interesting and made some good friends.
Now, you said you played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What position did you play?
I played shortstop.
Now, did you like hitting better or did you like playing defense on the field?
Actually, I like fielding better because I guess I was pretty good at that. I was better a fielder than I was a hitter. And I just felt there was more freedom of movement, and it's just something I enjoyed. Again, that's possibly because I was better at fielding than I was at hitting. But I enjoyed hitting, too. I enjoyed both aspects.
Now, did you move a lot as a kid, or like did
no,
you?
No, I only as a kid I only moved once. I lived in the same house I was born in until I was 14, and then we moved to the next town. And when we moved there, I kept going to my old high school. So I would either take the bus, or back in those days we would thumb a ride, which isn't done too much today. So that's how I got back and forth to school when I was in high school.
Where did you grow up as a kid?
What town or?
Like what state?
I was in Massachusetts. It's a town that's halfway between Boston and Cape Cod.
Now would you say, you said it was like a small town?
It's a medium size. It's probably about, Hingham, which is the town I was in when I was in high school, is probably about the same size as the town I'm in now, which is Oakton. I don't know if people are familiar with that here, but it's not as big as Fairfax. I think it's probably about 35, 40,000 people.
Right. Now, about my mom. Would you say that she was a really good like daughter or like?
Oh yeah, she was a great kid. She was very good. She's bright. She was cute. She was very pretty, and she was the first grandchild in the family, in the extended family, which meant a lot because she got a lot of attention since she was the first grandchild. And the year I was in Vietnam, she, my wife, her mother, spent the year with my wife's parents, or with her grandparents. They lived in Long Island, New York. And she was 3 years old at that time. And that was a big, good experience for her, even though I was away, because she got very close to her grandparents, and they, of course, close with her. And but she had a little difficulty because she had to move frequently, and that's tough for kids to do. I think the toughest time for her was when we first lived in this area, Washington, D.C. area. She was in high school, and we moved out to Illinois, and that upset her quite a bit. But she was fortunate that she got some good friends there, and then she went to the University of Illinois from there, which turned out to be very good for her. So things worked out, even though it was tough for her for a while.
Now, going back to the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
When you got out of the Air Force,
mm-hmm.
was it like difficult to find a job, or were, was it pretty easy?
It wasn't so difficult finding a job. It was more difficult deciding what I wanted to do. I decided I didn't want to continue working for the government, such as becoming a civil servant. And I didn't want to commute back and forth to Washington like I had been for the last previous six years. So it was different, searching for different type of jobs. And I initially ended up working as a consultant with one of the defense firms. And that was on as needed basis. So I had more time to myself, though it was a well-paying job, but I didn't work anywhere as much as I did when I was in the Air Force. Slowed down, I went and I worked as a realtor. I sold residential properties in the area for about 5 or 6 years, and then I retired completely.
All right. So, Mimi, my grandma, when did you know that like she was the one for you?
The minute I saw her, I had heard her name. I knew who she was. She has a background. We went to school in Vermont. She went to a small all-girls school. I went to a small all-guys school, though our school was about twice the size of hers. And schools were about 5 miles apart. And it was in Burlington, Vermont, where the winters were very cold and very snowy, and nobody had a car, and it was difficult to get around. But I ran into her at a place where all the students used to hang out. And once we met, we immediately connected, and it was definitely strong for both of us, and we immediately knew it. And we just started going out, just the two of us, steady. And then 6 months later, we were engaged. So it was very first time.
Now, you said it was a school in Vermont. Was it like a college, or was it like...
Oh, no, it was colleges. We both were going to college. She was going to a school named Trinity College, and I was going to St. Michael's, and she was majoring in... about college, yeah. She was studying to become a teacher, and I was in what was called pre-law. And I had hoped to go to law school. I had applied to a couple law schools and been accepted. But at that time, the Vietnam War was going strong. And in my senior year, I was notified that unless I was in some type of other program, I was going to probably get drafted. So I met with an Air Force recruiter, and I set up where I went through officer training school after I graduated, and I went from there, I went directly into the Air Force. But the schools where we went to school were small schools, but a nice community, Burlington, Vermont, which is right on Lake Champlain, and it's a really attractive area.
All right. Now, what would you say, like, were, like, like, the different parts or, like, different assignments you had while you were in different areas for the Air Force?
I think from a geological aspect, for as far as location, the assignment we liked the most was Northern Italy. We were only about an hour away from major skiing, snow skiing, and we only about a mile north of Venice, which is a beautiful, wonderful city. And we only about a mile from the Adriatic beaches. And so it was a wonderful area. We lived on the economy with the Italians, and kids got to used to trying to speak Italian. And in fact, Kerry studied it. Your mother studied it at school, and she got some awards for being the best student and studying Italian. That place was beautiful, and the food was terrific, and it was just a nice setting, really nice. Another place that we liked a lot was when we stationed St. Louis. I had a terrific job there, and we lived in a small community with six other military couples where we were in what's called Jefferson Park, which overlooked the Mississippi. You know, we were in a park area in these big brick homes overlooking the Mississippi, and it was really a great place. I extended my assignment there twice, and Kerry and your uncle, KJ, really enjoyed that. There were a bunch of kids in the neighborhood, and it was very quiet, and they could run around and do pretty much what they wanted. So that was a terrific place. Vietnam, of course, was certainly different than any other experience that you would go through being in a war zone. Jacksonville, Florida was a nice area. And so each area offered something. Each one were interested in their own way. Sometimes the weather was great, like being in Florida. Sometimes the surroundings were great, like being in Italy, and the chance to learn and see different people. So another great job, a place that I enjoyed, was when I was assigned to the Pentagon twice. And we've enjoyed living in the Northern Virginia area. There's a lot to do, and as I'm sure most of the people in your school know, it's a good place to live.
Now, you said you were stationed in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you said my mom, she was starting to learn Italian and stuff.
Right.
Did you, like, pick up on a little bit of Italian?
A little bit, but I didn't have much association with Italians because I was on base in a military setting with all Americans, whereas my wife, your grandmother, and the kids were more out in the neighborhoods and shopping areas and things of that nature. So they had more of an opportunity to pick up on Italian. I didn't have very much exposure to it.
All right. What would you say about, like, any war? What would you say is, like, the scariest thing about going into it?
Well, I think one thing, of course, is the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. And it's something, if you have never done it before, you don't know what to expect. My exposure being in the Air Force was a lot more limited than the guys or girls who were in the Army and Marine Corps. They saw more frontline action than I did. But it varied depending what you were doing. War could be a scary thing. Obviously, we should only do it if it's necessary. Sometimes it is necessary. But I guess the big thing is the unknown.
All right. Now, do you remember where we were?
Or we were talking then, it was about the war.
All right, yeah. Keep going about that.
I didn't really have anything more.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, are you proud of, like, my mom and my uncle on, like, how they grew up and stuff?
Oh, yeah, sure. They both turned out great. They're great people. They were great kids. They're great people now. They're great parents. They're raising two kids and doing great. They're both very successful in business. They both went to a good university. They both graduated from University of Illinois. And they've done really well. They've been, have a broad background, the fact, because we moved so much. They got to know different types of cultures, different types of people, and they're a lot more mature as far as understanding what the world is about. And they're both very bright and hardworking. Yeah, they're great, great people. And they did well. Sometimes it could be too difficult being a child of service people, but sometimes it's very rewarding. It's what you make out of it, and they did well.
Now, for yourself, mm-hmm. Was there anything that you regret doing or not doing?
In regard to anything or to the...
Anything, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably some things I don't want to record publicly.
Right. Okay. Now, what would you say is the major difference of when you were a kid versus like a time like now with all these electronics and like phones?
Well, that's the big thing that you've already touched upon, is the electronics and the phones. That's a huge thing. When I was a kid, the biggest thing that took our time, or entertainment-wise, was sports. And it was only limited pretty much to two or three principal sports. We didn't have all the additional sports. We primarily baseball and football and basketball were the three big sports. We didn't have much about soccer or all the other sports. And we played with very little equipment, and we didn't get driven around like the kids get driven around today to all sorts of tournaments and so forth. We just went to a local area. We didn't have the luxury of being able to go transport around to play in various tournaments. But we still enjoyed it. I mean, I remember in baseball, I had the same baseball bat for about 6 or 7 years, wooden bats. We didn't have, like they have aluminum bats now. But we enjoyed it. We're more into talking to other people and talking to other kids, and rather than being immersed with electronics like all the kids are today. I think the kids are missing out on a lot with all the time they spend with electronics rather than interacting with other kids and with adults and learning different things. Electronics can be great, but one of the facts that concerns me and most of many adults is the fact that the kids seem to be overindulged with electronics in the time they spend with them, and I think it's hurtful rather than beneficial.
So you said that you think it's more hurtful,
mm-hmm.
having electronics.
Well, so, they're not having electronics, but having such an obsession with them and spending so much time with them.
Right. So from this, do you think people are not as intelligent as back then, or do you think it's like helped them?
Well, they're certainly exposed or have at their fingertips more information and more data than we ever had. Having the internet and all the access to it is fantastic. And if you use it correctly, it's great. I'm not talking about them using the internet correctly as far as researching or doing learning types things. I'm talking about more wasting time playing games and mindless activities. But they have great source as far as information, definitely more information than I had when we were kids. But that's not everything about learning. Learning involves more than just having information at your fingertips. It's applying that information and understanding that information and what it means and what's the significance. And I'm not sure that they do it any better now than when we did.
All right. That was my last question that I have prepared for you. So thank you for coming down and
okay, glad to do it. I'm glad to do it. As I told you before, you're my favorite grandson.
I'm your only grandson.
Okay, buddy.